This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Two U.S. officials say after 20 years, the U.S. military left Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, the epicenter of its war, to oust the Taliban and hunt down the al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks here in the U.S. The airfield was reportedly handed over to the Afghan National Security Defense Force in its entirety. The withdrawal is the clearest indication that the last of the 2,500 to 3,500 U.S. troops have left Afghanistan or are nearing a departure, months ahead of President Joe Biden's promise that they would be gone by September the 11th. The U.S. will also have about 6,500 troops in Afghanistan to protect its sprawling embassy in the capital. Most NATO soldiers have already quietly exited as of this week. Search and rescue efforts resumed Thursday evening at the partially collapsed Florida condominium building, where at least 18 people were killed and 145 are still missing. The rescue operations unfolded on the same day that President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the devastated community, meeting privately with families and first responders before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy in Surfside, Florida. Biden announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have painstakingly searched the rubble for potential signs of life, but no one has been rescued since the first hours after the collapse last Thursday. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app, via remote, this is VOA News.